Hello and welcome to our series of Lenten Reflections. This year we're focusing on movie stories and how they can illustrate the Gospels. I'm James Abbott of the Catholic Communications Network and I'm joined by Father Peter Malone, a film expert and former president of CIGNIS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Fifth week of Lent, Wednesday. And over to Father De Niro for True Confessions.
Yes, it's one of the many films in which Robert De Niro has played a priest, like Sleepers or The Mission or The Bridges of San Luis Rey. But in this one, which personally I find one of the best films on priesthood, he's the Chancellor of the Archdiocese of Los Angeles in 1948, and he's become rather worldly in his way, that he has that power in the church and he's got the prestige and dignity. But his brother, played by Robert Duvall, is a policeman, and there are scandals in the Church of Los Angeles at the time and rather devious ways of handling them. Somebody who actually has building contracts and they want really to get rid of him because of his personal behaviour is made Catholic Layman of the Year and then dismissed the next week. So that was 1948. But the film, which corresponds to our gospel, and we're still in John chapter 8, is about truth making us free, about being slaves of sin. And in a way, the De Niro character has a conversion experience as he looks at these practicalities of the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. And he then retires from his position and goes back to being a more simple priest and goes out to the desert praying and in some kind of ministry. So in a sense, he's actually doing what Jesus is advocating, that the truth does set him free, and he is no longer a slave, let's say, to the expectations of him as a priest.
Dominus vobiscum.
I can't talk to you, I can't talk to anyone.
Handwriting can be very useful in a case like this.
Tommy, did he do it?
I don't care whether they killed her, I just don't care.
You're in the Holy Ghost business, so you tell me about the Holy Ghost, I believe you.
Which means that I should believe you.
It's funny, isn't it? Because that must happen to quite a few bishops around the world once they've finished that ministry. Quite a few go into parish life in remote areas and almost sort of renew again their ministry.
And it's a chance for them to live, I suppose, the authenticity which was there maybe at the beginning of their ministry and the kind of service. And anybody in that kind of authority gets caught up in all kinds of practical things which are so demanding and seem so, at times, unspiritual. And so I was very impressed as in the latter part of True Confessions to see this image of a humbled priest who actually then acted on the truth and I think became truly an authentic priest.